Today's expert is Joshua Takagishi. He's a MD with the Sparrow Pediatric Sports Medicine. And today our topic is strength and endurance training in young athletes. I couldn't wait to talk to the doctor about this. I've got two young athletes. Joshua, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you, Tony? Good morning.
I'm doing very well. Thanks for being with us this morning. Talk about this strength and endurance training in young athletes. I did some reading, and I learned that the young kids don't need to be doing heavy-duty weightlifting, but as they get older, they can start doing more and more and more. Tell us your opinion on this.
Absolutely. You know, I think weight training is appropriate in the young athlete, but you're absolutely right in that the younger athletes really should not be doing a whole heck of a lot. You think of weightlifting, you think of the football players, you think of these max repetitions, you know, the one-time lift where you're really grunting, pushing, trying to strain to get out one repetition. That is not appropriate for the younger kids. Really kind of the prepubescent kids, we're really focusing on high repetitions, trying to get low weights in, high repetition, and not straining yourself. In age range, I'd say, you know, I think it's appropriate to start kind of in the 7 to 8 year of age range if the child is wanting and desiring to do that. And then when I'd say you start really increasing the weight would be more around puberty, kind of depending upon the child. Obviously, it differs, but maybe teenager time frame is time frame where you can start increasing it a little bit, but you know, as far as a max repetition, I'd say once you start shaving, that would be more appropriate for the real heavy duty lifting.
When I go to the gym, my kids have been bugging me forever. They want to be involved, so what I started doing was having them do push ups and pull ups and sit ups. There's some core exercises that don't involve a lot of movement, and I did let them get some lightweight dumbbells and let them do that. Am I on the right track?
I think you're absolutely right. You know, many times in the younger kids, the 7, 8-year-olds, I'll say, you know, let's just start with gravity alone, okay? You know, doing the technique, working on the technique, not so much working on actually building muscle mass at that point. And then as they get the technique down, and they're doing it properly, then, yeah, some very light weights, some little one-pound dumbbells would be appropriate. I think it's really appropriate to be getting at least, and pretty easily, that is, at least 10 to 15 reps per set for an exercise.
We're talking with Dr. Joshua Takagishi, who is a physician with Sparrow. Tell us, why is it, what are the benefits of strength training in young athletes? I'm sure some parents are going, really? Do my kids need to be doing this?
You're absolutely right. And number one, I think before I even talk about it, I think we need to assure that the kid is ready and that they want to be doing this. If they don't want to be doing this, well, then it's not right and it's not going to benefit them. But if they do, I mean, there really are quite a few benefits to strength training in this younger age population, you know, from, you know, increasing muscular strength to preventing injury to enhancing bony metabolism, reducing the risk of osteoporosis when the kids get older, to improving sports performance, and even, you know, boosting self-confidence and their kind of sense of their body. I think there's a lot of benefits to strength training and weight training in this age.
I had my youngest son, 8 years old, had a slight fracture in a finger, and for several weeks he couldn't do anything. And when he started soccer and football practice again, he just looks sluggish. He's got a high motor, and I was thinking, well, maybe his motor has changed. But what I found that over the course of 3 weeks going to practice, he was out of shape. And we don't think about our young children as getting out of shape, but there are some benefits for endurance and aerobic training for our young kids, aren't there?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of benefits to the endurance training. You know, number one, yeah, it improves our sports performance, whether it be, you know, a cross-country runner or whether it be a football player. I think the better your heart is prepared to go into a sport, the better athlete they're going to be, you know. But, you know, in addition to that, you know, as you probably are well aware, you know, it releases those endorphins that makes you feel good, almost the runner's high that you feel. And then it also it's been shown to really reduce the risk of all-cause mortality. It reduces the risk of, you know, developing heart attacks, strokes at an older age, colon cancer, breast cancer, diabetes, obesity, osteoporosis. The list goes on and on as far as the benefit, particularly also at an older age, to which endurance training can help with.
All right, Dr. Takagishi, I want to make sure I'm on the right track. So what strategies can I use to help prevent injuries in pediatric endurance athletes?
Well, a couple of things. Number one, I think you need to start low and go slow. That's the key. You know, we see these kids, this onslaught of kids coming into the sports medicine clinic early in the cross-country season, you know, in the fall time when school's starting up, and that's because they are pushing it too hard, too fast, too quickly. They're building up on their mileage way too quickly. You know, from kind of a rule of thumb, you know, finding that first initial baseline mileage is hard, but it needs to be on the lower end. So when a kid's 7, 8, you know, kind of like your child, you know, maybe even just starting with a quarter to a half a mile and seeing how they do. And then kind of as a rule of thumb, as far as building on that initial baseline mileage, I typically will recommend, you know, 10% per week increasing the mileage. You know, other things that I think are really going to help prevent injury in the long run are remembering the shoes. The shoes are very important. It's what connects you to the ground, really shock absorption. And I think shoes are very important in preventing injury. And I'd say changing those shoes every 300 to 500 miles are going to be, you know, important in preventing some of these overuse injuries. And then rest. I think rest is also very important. And probably I'd say if with a hard run, you should be getting 24 to 48 hours of rest to let your body recover from that particular sport.
Well, you've been talking with Joshua Takagishi, who's an MD with Sparrow Pediatric Sports Medicine. Doctor, thanks so much for your time this morning.
You're welcome, Tony.